Welcome to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. My name is JC Henry, better known as Mr. Podcast. Today I am up in sunny Blackpool. For an annual walking football tournament for over 50s and over 60s players. Where I got the chance to meet some amazing members of the walking football community across over 150 games. So without further ado, let's go to the walking football. Welcome to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. My name is JC Henry, better known as Mr. Podcast. It's fantastic to meet you.
My name's Kevin Wright, play for Mansfield Yellers walking football team.
Hello Kevin from Mansfield, and whereabouts in Mansfield is your team based?
We're in Nottinghamshire. But we play at Mansfield Town's football ground. We've been formed probably 5 years.
That's absolutely fantastic. And what days and nights does your team train on?
We play on a Tuesday morning, a Thursday evening and a Saturday morning.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. So if you want to play walking football in Mansfield, go down to Mansfield Town.
Yeah, brilliant atmosphere, yeah. Good bunch of lads, bit of banter, good laugh, yeah. Definitely brilliant.
That's absolutely fantastic. Again, how many members has Mansfield Town got so far?
We've got about 30 members, or probably more. Say 40, more near 40. I don't
30,
know exactly.
30, but 30,
yeah, 40. Yeah, we've got some what don't play in competitions.
That is incredible.
Yeah, so yeah, it's quite a big thing now, walking football in Nottinghamshire. Yeah. You've got veterans and unity. So yeah, it's a big thing, walking football. Yeah, yeah. I put my football boots away, thought I'd never play again. And yeah, now I'm playing again.
Yeah, and did you ever think you'd be playing at this age?
No, definitely not. No, I chucked all my shin pads, everything away, thinking I'd not play again then. A mate said, oh, do you want to play walking football again? So, yeah, love it, absolutely love it. Yeah, go around country, playing different teams, friendlies, so absolutely brilliant, yeah.
Absolutely incredible. What so far has been the highlight of your walking football career?
Come on, Kev, you ain't got time to talk.
Well, probably this is one of them, yeah. Playing against Forest Vets, Nottingham, but yeah, probably one of this, yeah. This is very good, yeah.
That's absolutely brilliant. And what inspired you to first start playing walking football?
Just through friends who played and just said, do you want to come down, try it? And yeah, been just loved it ever since. So
That's absolutely fantastic. And do you feel like you've made lots of new friends since you started playing?
Yeah, you met loads of friends, yeah, you meet lots of new friends, and yeah, it's just great having a drink, having the banter. Yeah, it's absolutely great, yeah, yeah. Still doing some of the skills what you think you never had, and still get a thrill from scoring a goal, so yeah.
It's absolutely brilliant. And what other ways has walking football changed your life?
It just made me fitter, mentally better. It's just good for your mental health, so yeah, definitely made me better mentally and yeah, physically. It's feel great, yeah.
That's absolutely brilliant. And on to today's tournament. How far do you think Mansfield Town's going to go?
We just won that game, so we're through the first knockout round. So yeah, hopefully we could go all the way. Why not? Let's go and win it.
Going to go all the way.
Win it, yeah.
Fantastic. So silverware on the horizon?
I think so, yeah.
That's absolutely brilliant. And are you going to score any goals?
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, have you scored any today so far?
Not yet, but hopefully penalty in the last minute. Yeah.
Last minute penalty?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be incredible. Well, hopefully you get that last minute penalty. But best of luck to you and your team.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for taking time to be in 2 bars and on bar for everyone at walkingfootball.com. Wish you a happy, healthy time playing walking football.
Yeah, thank you
best
very much.
To you.
Yeah,
come nice on, Mansfield.
Yeah, nice to meet you. Come on, Mansfield, yeah.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. My name is JC Henry, better known as Mr. Podcast. It's fantastic to meet you.
Hello, Mr. Podcast. JC, how are you?
I'm doing good. And what's your name?
My name's Stephen Brown.
Hello, Stephen. And what team are you playing for today?
Barnet Walking Football.
Barnet Walking Football. And whereabouts is that based?
Barnet. North London.
That is absolutely fantastic. And what days and nights does your team train?
We play on a Tuesday, 7:30 to 8:30, and Friday 2 to 3.
That's absolutely fantastic. So Tuesdays and Fridays in Barnet, if you want to play walking football, you're in that area, go for it.
Yeah, please do, come down. We're the biggest, largest walking football team in London.
That's absolutely fantastic. How many members have you got so far?
At least one. No, about 110.
110? That's absolutely fantastic. That is a lot.
Yeah, so I think yesterday we would have had about normally up to 100 on a Friday, and then on a Tuesday night we can get up to 40, 45 that play.
That is quite a lot. I mean, how do the training sessions run with this?
We don't train, we just play games.
There's no
training. What's training? Professionals practice and train. We're just there for fun and the enjoyment.
That's what it's all about, really.
Definitely.
And what inspired you to first get involved in walking football?
My wife passed away 3.5 years ago. So mentally, to help my well-being, there's a really nice group of lads. They're all really friendly. There's good camaraderie. We do a loads and lot for the community. So we've not only play walking football, we help at a gardening place. We do loads of charity work. So we're involved with a Marcus for Mindfulness campaign, where we put stationery into local schools. We raise money for computer for schools as well. So I personally raised £143,000 and put 1,400 laptops and computers into school in the UK. We do loads of work with dementia, so on a Tuesday about 8 or 10 people every week go to a dementia club and we take part in that. So it's not just about the walking football, it's about the community. That's what's really important for us.
Absolutely, right.
Firstly,
sorry to hear about your
wife.
And also well done in your fundraising as well.
Thank you.
And you said mentioning about bereavement, do you feel like walking football that really helps with bereavement?
It makes a massive, massive difference. Because you can go out, you can play, you can have fun, you can enjoy it. The guys are great banter, nice bunch. It's not just football, people enjoy cricket as well. So we will go to, a few of us go to Middlesex as well. So it's good, enjoy it.
That's absolutely incredible. And do you feel like there's quite a few walking footballers that come from bereavement to the sport?
I'm not sure about bereavement, but there's a lot that have got well-being problems, and I think what you see on the outside with people and how people see how people are on the inside is very, very different. And I think in an hour you can just forget about everything and you can just go and play, and that's what's great. You know, it takes your mind off everything. So for me, it was, in a way, it just really, really helped me, because I got in a bad place where I personally didn't want to be here. And walking football and the guys have really, really helped me.
It sounds like you've got a really incredible team.
Yeah, we have. Yeah.
It's absolutely brilliant. And have you played in many tournaments before with them?
So this is the first time I've come to Blackpool. I know they were here last year. They've been in the tournament in Tenerife, so we're going back in November. We're in a league in Felton. So the over 50s won their league for the first time last season, which is great. It's a lot of fun. It's competitive, but for some of us at our age to go out and be able to play football makes such a massive, massive difference.
Absolutely. Did you ever think at this age that you'd still be able to play football?
Most probably not, to be honest. So, you know, I hadn't played football for a long time, and then to be able to come back and play is fantastic. So it's really good.
Absolutely. And about today's tournament, how far do you think your team's going to go?
We're already out now.
You're already out.
So we got to the plate and we lost on penalties in the quarter final.
Oh man.
So but it was fun. We had a lot of fun. We didn't score a goal today. We only conceded 2 goals in the whole tournament. But if you don't score, you don't win. So simple as that. But it's been a lot of fun. We had a 6-hour coach drive yesterday.
Blimey.
Which long. We had a nice night last night. Good.
And despite getting knocked out, are you still proud of your team?
Oh yeah, very much so. Yeah, we did really well. We played some nice football. One day we'll learn how to put the ball in the back of the net.
As a, did you get any goals today or not?
No.
No, not today.
I think we were closer to hitting it over the fence than we were to hitting it on target. Wow. We had fun.
So that is what it's all about, just coming down and having fun.
Yeah, definitely. And now they've all got a big night tonight, so they go and drink their sorrows away.
I see. And what would you say to somebody who might be listening to this who might want to get involved in walking football?
Do it. Do it. Whatever standard you are. So many walking football clubs across the UK are really friendly. They want you to come along, they want you to play. If you've got wellbeing issues, go along because that will help as well. And you meet a good bunch of boys and girls, and people want to be there. That's the reason everybody wants to play football, so we're all there. We've got a common theme, so just go and enjoy it. And you know, ladies are very welcome, men are very welcome. We have special people with special needs that can come along and play as well. So yeah, you know, we're just all about the community.
That's absolutely fantastic, and best of luck to you and your team in the future.
Thank you, JC.
And thanks so much for taking time to be interviewed by us. And on behalf of everyone at walkingfootball.com, wish you a happy healthy time playing walking football.
Thank you.
Best luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Welcome back to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. I'm with Andy, who's the goalkeeper for Carrick Walking Football Club, whose team has just won their game. Tell us, how did it go?
It was good. Penalties. We got through on penalties. Couple of saves, but the boys put them in, so I'm just staying a wee bit. That was excellent.
That's absolutely fantastic. And how many saves did you make?
What, on the shootout?
Yeah, in the shootout.
Got lucky with this second one. Lucky with it. Two.
You got two.
Two saves, aye. Second and third one.
Fantastic. What was the final score on penalties?
3-2. No, 3-1. 2-1.
3-1 Carrick.
I don't know what won. I was just concentrating on saving them. I don't put them in the net. The boys do that.
Yeah, so you've qualified on penalties for the next round, is it?
Next round, aye. Semi-final, so...
Semi-finals next. Fantastic again. Are you proud of your team's performance today?
Aye, they've done really well, aye. There was a few folks struggling this morning, so the breakfast set them up. Obviously, like, the water and that's quite strong, I think, down here. And a few of them were a few hours short of sleeping. But we've done well. We've excelled, aye, so hopefully...
And who have you got next?
I don't know. I'll just wait and see for the draw and see what happens.
Best of luck to you and your team.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for taking time to get interviewed by us. I'm Barf Efron at walkingfootball.com. Wish you a happy, healthy time playing walking football.
All right, thanks.
Best luck
brilliant.
To you. Yes. Normally, when I talk to a goalkeeper, I do a goalkeeper joke, but I'm probably going to save it till later.
Good. Oh, I like that.
Best of luck to you.
Best
of luck. Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. I'm with Colin, who's one of the Harborough Hornets, whose team has now finished all their games. Tell us, how did it go?
It went as well as we thought it would.
Did your team qualify for the next round?
We got out of the into the knockout stages, but unfortunately, one team lost on penalties and the other one narrowly defeated.
And which one was Harborough Town?
Well, there were two Harborough Towns. There was 150s and 160s teams. So we brought two teams up to the tournament.
As in, and how did your team get through?
Well, I was in the 60s team and we lost on penalties in the quarterfinal.
Oh, man. But despite that, are you still proud of your team's performance?
Always proud of the performance. It was a really good ethos and people got a bit argumentative with each other, but that's part of being a winner.
I see. And have you enjoyed the whole day so far?
It has been a good day. The weather earlier was a little inclement, which you know, took the edge off it a little bit. We all had to huddle around. The people got cold in between games, which is never good. But overall, it was fine.
That's absolutely fantastic. And what was your personal highlight of the day?
My personal highlight of the game was I got very much in the way of a goal-bound free kick.
That's pretty good stuff in a free kick.
That's what I'm there for.
I see. And how many clean sheets did you get?
We kept... Three clean sheets.
That's absolutely brilliant. And what is next for the Harborough Hornets, do you reckon? What's next for the Harborough Hornets?
What's next for the Harborough Hornets? Well, we're back to Harborough on Sunday. And then we'll be back in training next week. I think we've got an event in Corby coming up, and then there's one in Norwich later in the year, which we're entered in. Other than that, we'll just stay with the Peterborough League and the Leicester League, which is what we regularly play in.
That's absolutely fantastic, and best of luck to you and your team.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for taking time to be interviewed by us, and on behalf of everyone at walkingfootball.com, wish you a happy, healthy time playing walking football.
Thank you very
best
much.
Best luck to you. Come on the Hornets.
Thank you. Come on you Hornets.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. I'm here with Andy, who plays for Tees Valley Walking Football Club, whose team has just been knocked out in a semi-final, was it?
Correct.
So tell us, how does it feel to get this far?
Well, it's good. You know, it's at the end of the day, it's all about having a day out with the lads, having a good kick around of the football, and just enjoying yourself. So, yeah, it doesn't really matter how far you get.
That's really what it's all about, isn't it?
It is indeed. And some old faces, some new faces, so that's all good.
That's absolutely brilliant. And I saw it went all the way to penalties.
It did indeed.
Did you score one of the penalties?
No, I didn't actually take any. We went to three penalties and we lost on the three, so it didn't come to my turn.
Well, despite that, are you still proud of your team?
Very proud, yeah. We got through and lost one game by one goal, so that's not bad.
Lost one game by one goal all day?
All day, yeah.
That's absolutely incredible. And so what is next for Tees Valley Walking Football Club?
Well, actually, we're going to organise a couple of friendlies with teams that we have met here and are not too far away from us. So It's good to keep the ball rolling, as I say.
Absolutely. Well, it's nice meeting you, Andy. Thanks so much for taking time to be interviewed by us. And on behalf of everyone at walkingfootball.com, wish you a happy, healthy time playing walking football.
Thank you.
Best luck to you.
Take care.
Come on, Tees Valley.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Whilst our host takes a break, Walking Football Limited are available to attend your walking sports sessions, match days or tournaments. Our friendly team would love to come to your event to film and photograph the on-pitch action and interview the players. We produce high-quality content which we share with the walking football community via our website and social media channels. Best of all, this service is available at zero cost to you or your club. So, if you'd like to feature in a podcast, just like this one, please email us your details to admin@walkingfootball.com.
Welcome to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. My name is JC Henry, better known as Mr. Podcast. It's fantastic to meet you.
Hi there.
Hello, sir. Could you start by telling the listeners your name, please?
Lorraine. Yeah.
Hello, Lorraine. And what team are you here supporting today?
Carrick Maybole.
Carrick?
Yep.
Carrick. And who is your favourite player?
The goalkeeper.
The goalkeeper. Why the goalkeeper?
Because he's my partner.
The goalkeeper is your partner?
Yeah.
And what was his name?
Andy.
Andy. Shout out to Andy. Best luck with your walking football career. And I think I've just met him.
You did, you met him, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that is absolutely fantastic. And how's his team getting on so far?
Yeah, they're doing amazing. Doing really well, so they are.
That's absolutely brilliant. And how many clean sheets has he kept so far?
Oh, four.
Four clean.
Yeah, they've only lost one game. Five.
Five of them losing one game.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's absolutely fantastic. And are you proud of the team's performance?
Yeah, very proud of them. Uh-huh. Yeah, very proud of them.
That's absolutely fantastic. And do you remember what it was that got Andy into walking football?
He was an international goalkeeper.
Ah.
Yeah, so he played for Hong Kong. Yeah, so he's always played football, so he's back playing in the walking football.
So he played running football?
Yeah, international, normal running football, yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I see. And what was it like for him changing from running to walking football?
Well, he's not played for years, so he's just, I think because he's in the goals, not much has changed for him. But he absolutely loves being back part of a team.
That's absolutely fantastic. And do you reckon one day you might want to play?
No, I'll just stay in the sidelines.
I see, that's fantastic. And in what ways has walking football changed Andy's life?
I think being part of the team again, getting back out, playing in tournaments and stuff like that, it means the world to him. So yeah, it means a lot to other guys in the team.
That's absolutely fantastic. And how far do you think his team's going to go?
Yeah, I think they're going to go all the way.
They're going to go all the way.
They're going all the way, yeah.
Silverware on the horizon.
Yes.
That's absolutely fantastic. Well, best of luck to you and your team.
Thank you.
And thanks so much for taking time to be interviewed by us. And on behalf of everyone at walkingfootball.com, wish you a happy, healthy time supporting walking football. And best of luck to Andy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Come on, Carrick.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. My name is JC Henry, better known as Mr. Podcast. It's fantastic to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Podcast.
So, what's your name?
Brian, but they call me Parky.
Brian, who's called Parky?
Yes.
Nice to meet you, Parky. What team are you representing today?
Carrick Walking Football Club from Ayrshire in Scotland.
Carrick Walking Football Club from Scotland?
Yes.
I see, and how far has your journey been today?
15 minutes.
15 minutes from Scotland into Blackpool.
No, we were seen in the town last night.
Ah, I see, yeah.
I was a bit drunk. I get laid astray.
I see. What does it feel like to be at this tournament today?
Brilliant. Amazing. It's amazing to see how many people's out and how many people's taking part. Different ages and different abilities.
Absolutely. Did you ever think at this age you'd be playing football?
Yes.
You think you'd still be going?
Oh, of course.
That is absolutely fantastic. And how old do you reckon you'll be before you stop?
I'll never stop.
You're just going to keep on playing?
Yes. To take the legs off me.
You're going to keep on going?
Yes.
That is absolutely the spirit. And what first got you into walking football?
This man here. My gaffer. If one man is... He needed me. He needed to get me out of his retirement and that. So I came out of retirement and I banged the goals in for him.
That's absolutely fantastic. Your manager got you into it.
Yes.
And what are some of the benefits and the ways that walking football's changed your life?
Benefits? I'm travelling the country. Yeah. Travel the whole of the country and you meet different people. I've got a big fan base.
And you've got a fan base as well. That's absolutely fantastic. And do you feel like you've made lots of new friends since you started playing?
Sorry?
Do you feel like you've made lots of new friends since you started playing?
No, I don't make friends.
Really? he doesn't make friends. He plays walking for
Nobody likes me.
No, nobody likes me.
See, they love me. Met loads of new people.
That's absolutely incredible. And on to today's tournament, how's Carrick getting on so far?
We're in the semi-final of the Europa League.
So semi-final of the Europa League?
Yes.
And are you proud of your team's performance so far?
100%. Down to a man and a woman, everybody's been fantastic.
That's absolutely brilliant. And what's been the highlight of the journey to the semi-final so far?
My first goal.
Your first goal?
Oh, I was a screamer.
Was that first goal for Carrick or first goal in the tournament?
For the tournament.
First goal in the tournament?
Yes.
That's absolutely incredible, your first goal. How does that feel to finally score your first goal?
Brilliant. It started the ball rolling for the rest of them, but some of them are not joining in.
I see. Ian, despite some of them not joining until you got your first goal, are you still proud of your team?
Yes, 100%. To a man and a woman. Cheerleaders. They're cheerleaders. They've got tassels and everything.
I see. Yeah. So you got cheerleaders coming to matches as well. And do you think Carrick's going to go all the way?
Yes.
Carrick's going all the way.
Yes.
Silverware on the horizon. Trophy. The
trophy will be there. Trophy will be in the trophy room.
Absolutely fantastic.
Right now it's just called the room.
Yeah.
There's nothing in it.
I see. Yeah. Waiting to get that trophy. Well, best of luck to you and your team.
Thank you very much.
And thanks so much for taking time to be in for you, Baz. And on behalf of everyone at walkfootball.com, wish you a happy healthy time playing walking football.
Thank you very much. Take it easy.
Enjoy your day. Come on, Carrick.
Yeah,
thank you very much. Welcome back to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. I'm with Dave, who's the manager of Shrewsbury 99ers, whose team has just qualified for the next round. Tell us, how did it go?
Yeah, it went well. I was very proud of the boys today. That last game was particularly our best game. Of Captain here, Kelvin, man of the match, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm happy with them. There's a few of forwards could do a bit better, I think. Lacking a few goals from them. I could have a little word about that with him. He doesn't know yet, but he's over there.
Despite there probably needing to be more goals, are you still proud of your team's performance?
Yeah, 100%. We should be in the Champions League, really. We're just really unfortunate.
Yeah.
You know, we won one, drew the rest. I think we lost one, but that was an unfortunate. We haven't got hammered, like. So, really proud of the boys.
That's absolutely fantastic. And what's been your highlight of the day so far?
Oh, it's going to be winning a trophy of some sort. It hasn't happened yet.
Do you reckon you're going to win?
Yeah, 100%.
Is it the semi-finals or the finals you qualified for?
No, we're in the semi-finals up
to now.
You're
in the semi-final?
Yeah, that's just a forgiven. And then we're in the final.
And who have you got next?
I don't know. That's a good question, that. I've got to go and find that out.
Do you think you'll win?
I can't see why not.
You're going to go all the way.
The boys are on fire now. They've got the rust off. Yeah.
That's absolutely fantastic. And best of luck to you and your team.
Yeah.
On behalf of everyone at walkfootball.com. Okay. Thanks for taking time to be interviewed. And we wish you a happy, healthy time playing walking football.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Best of luck.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Dave.
Well done.
Best of luck to your team.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Awesome.
Welcome to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. My name is JC Henry, better known as Mr. Podcast. It's fantastic to meet you.
Yeah, I'm Craig from Weymouth.
Nice to meet you, Craig from Weymouth. And what date, when and where do your players train?
We train on a Monday and we train on a Thursday.
Monday, is that Monday and Thursday night?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So if you're in the area, Weymouth, Monday and Thursday night, you want to play walking football, go down to Craig's club.
Yeah, 8 till 9 down at Redlands.
8 till 9 Redlands.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Put it in your diary, heard it here first. Fantastic. So what inspired you to get involved in walking football?
Well, I think because I was aching too much when I was playing normal football. So when I was 50, I thought, well, you know what? This is the thing for me.
That's fantastic. And how do you think walking football has changed your life?
Well, it's immense. It's not just the football. It's the camaraderie of all the lads. And it's the other things that we do. You know, we do... all sorts of stuff, they have a golf and, you know, and that's the great thing for me. Yeah, it's great for your mental health.
That's absolutely that's fantastic. Again, do you feel like you've made lots of new friends since you started playing?
Oh, tons. Great friends. Yeah, priceless. Yeah, absolutely.
That's absolutely fantastic. And on to today's tournament.
Yeah.
How far do you think Weymouth's going to go?
Well, we're already through to the semis.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so we're 15 minutes away from the final. So with any luck, you know, 12 minutes to go.
How do you feel going into a final?
Well, it's exciting, isn't it? That's what you come for, isn't it? That's what we're here for, is to try and get them into the final and win something.
Definitely. So, do you reckon silverware's on the horizon?
Oh, of course. Well, we've got a hope, haven't we?
That's absolutely fantastic. And what's been your personal highlight of the day so far?
Oh, scoring.
Scoring? You scored?
I've scored.
How many
have
you scored?
I've scored one and a disallowed one, which was a shocker by the ref. Absolutely shocker.
Yeah, do you think that one should have stood?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, it was great, but it's been fabulous. Well run, and the weather's held up to a degree.
Weather's been all right. And are you proud of your team's performance?
Oh, amazing. Yeah, they've done tremendous. Really proud.
That's fantastic. Well, best of luck to you and your team.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for taking time to be interviewed by us.
It's my pleasure.
And on behalf of everyone at walkingfootball.com, wish you a happy, healthy time playing walking football.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks. Come on, Weymouth.
Come on, Weymouth. Up the terrace.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. I'm here with Mark, who plays for Wynn Stanley Football Club, whose team was just won on penalties. Tell me, how does it feel?
Relief, absolute relief, because penalties is a lottery, isn't it? So I thought we were the better team in normal play, but the goalkeeper made some good saves, so it's relief.
I see. What was the score in the end?
It was 0-0 after 12 minutes, and then it was obviously down to the lottery of penalty shootout.
But
our goalkeeper made two fantastic saves, so he's earned his money this afternoon.
Absolutely incredible. And did you score any penalties?
I scored the third and final one to get us through.
So you scored the winning goal.
That's why I'm so relieved.
How does it feel to get that winning goal?
I keep saying relief, but yeah, I'm dead proud as well, because it's not easy to take a penalty. The Peru goalkeeper's a very good goalkeeper, so yeah.
Yeah.
It was a special moment when it hit the back of the net.
That is absolutely incredible. And are you in the final, is it?
We're in the final now, yeah. So we've got a bit of a 10-minute break, and then it's one last push. Hopefully we can get the win and take the trophy back to Wigan.
Absolutely. Well, best of luck to you and your team. Good luck in the final.
Thank you, Mr. Podcast.
I'll try and see you after if you win the final.
I'll see you later. Thanks a lot.
Cheers, Mark. Thank you very much.
From the team who brought you walkingfootball.com, comes a brand new directory of all walking sports. Whether you fancy yourself as a walking basketballer, want to return to rugby, or you're ready to pick up a hockey stick at a slower pace, you'll find them all in our session directory at walkingsports.com. That's walkingsports.com.
Welcome back to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. I'm here with Louise from London Peruvian, whose team has just been knocked out in the semi-finals. Tell me, how does it feel to get all the way to the semis?
I feel like, first of all, thank you very much to Blackpool for inviting allow us to play in this tournament. I feel like we did quite well, very well, considering that we are a small team. And I would say that the team that beat us in the semis, they decided to go through. I hope they do well in the final. Nothing else to say but to thank Blackpool for inviting us.
That's absolutely fantastic. And despite getting knocked out in the semi-finals, are you proud of your team's performance?
I am very proud of my teammates, because we do a lot of training, there was a lot of work. Apart from that, we had to do a lot, we come from London. So I would say yes, I'm very proud of my teammates. And I would say that we'll be back next year, and hopefully we can go further.
I see that's fantastic. Well, thanks for taking time to speak to you, Baz, and on behalf of everyone at walkingfootball.com, wish you a happy, healthy time playing walking football.
Thank you very much.
Nice meeting you, Luis. It's go on London Peruvian.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay, don't okay?
Welcome back to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. I'm here with another one of the London Peruvian players whose team has just been knocked out in the semi-finals. Tell me, what's your name and how does it feel to get to the semis?
Yeah, my name is Eddie Olguin. It's hard work to get to the semis, but it's the worst round you ever get knocked out. Because you work so hard, you win 10, 15 games, wherever we played, and just one game away from it, it's terrible. It's heartbreaking. Yeah. But then, on the other side, we got to the semis with six players, three of us injured, and I think we overachieved our expectations. If we got to the final, my goodness, you know, with six players, and as I said, three injured, I think we did a magnificent job. And come all the way from London, driven 8 hours in here, not eating properly, and not prepared properly neither. But yeah, it's a great tournament, and we thoroughly enjoyed it. And good luck to the finalists.
That's absolutely fantastic. And despite going out in the semis, are you proud of your team's performance?
Absolutely, 100%. We started very slow, and as the game progressed, we got stronger and stronger. And then obviously into the knockouts stages, it gets really hard because you get good teams in there. And we play many games, and some of them have days, so we're a bit tired until that day. And it just comes down to heart, team motivations, you know, and the will that we want to get to the next round. So making it to the semis, it's a big achievement.
Definitely is. And what is next for London Peruvian?
Okay, next we'll go and regroup and think about how we can improve. Obviously, an extra two players would be great because it will give us resting time for those people who are carrying a little knock injury. And we're only going to get better. Semi-finals, from all the tournaments we've been playing, this is the highest we've been for a long time. So another two players, and watch out for the Peruvian team. And the next tournament, it'll be in London at the end of June. So we're looking to win that one. Feel at home, comfortable, where we can rest, eat, and play.
That's absolutely brilliant. And thanks so much for taking time to speak to you, Baz. And on behalf of everyone at walkingfootball.com, wish you a happy, healthy time and play walking football.
Thank you very much.
Come on, Peru.
Come on, Peru. Come on, next one. Watch this space, guys. Peru's a name to watch out for.
Definitely. Thank you very much.
And it's Eddie Owen.
Welcome back to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. I'm here with Ken from Shrewsbury 99ers, whose team has just won their game, and you qualified for the final, haven't you?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Tell me, how does it feel?
Yeah, pretty good. Enjoying it, yeah. Nice, thanks. Yeah.
That's absolutely fantastic. And did you score today?
No, I didn't. I wish I had, but I probably had the worst miss of the day. Yeah. So I was the other extreme, you know?
I see. And are you nervous for the final?
No, looking forward to it. Yeah, we're at an age we don't get nervous, we just get excited. Yeah.
That's fantastic. And are you proud of your team's performance?
Yeah, very proud of them. Yeah, it's manager's not very good, but the rest of it's fine. Yeah, where is the manager?
I've met him before, I think.
Yeah, it's all right, but anyway, he's going to get the sack after this, all right.
Really, why?
Serves it, doesn't he?
Well, he's got you to a final, so he's sure you're going to keep him around for longer.
Yeah, I suppose. We'll give him one more go.
Yeah. I thought so. Are you going to be in the starting lineup for the final?
I've no idea, but probably not after this I won't be, but after what I just said.
And who would you say is man of the match of this game?
The last game, I'd give it to Gordy. He got two goals.
Scored two goals?
Yeah.
And what's the score in the end?
3-0.
3-0?
3-0, but...
Surely you're a man of the match, can't you?
Well, possibly, but there you go.
Don't be so modest, mate. Let tell it how it is.
So take no notes of what he just said.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, no, I'll give you Gordy. But they all played well, to be fair.
That's incredible. Well, good luck for the final.
Thank you.
And thanks so much for taking time.
What's your name?
Mr. Podcast.
Thank you, Mr. Podcast.
And thanks so much for taking time to be interviewed by us. On behalf of everyone at walkingfootball.com, wish you a happy, healthy time playing walking football.
Thank you.
Best luck to you. Come on, Shrewsbury.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Welcome to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. My name is JC Henry, better known as Mr. Podcast. It's fantastic to meet you.
Thank you very much. Alan Baker.
Hello,
my
Alan.
Name is, yeah.
And what team are you playing for today?
Weymouth. Weymouth Claret.
Weymouth Clarets. And where is your team based?
In Weymouth, Dorset.
In Weymouth, Dorset. And what days and nights does your team train?
We do Monday night and Thursday night at the moment.
Monday and Thursday night?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. So if you're in Weymouth and you want to play walking football, well then Weymouth Clarets might be for you Monday and Thursday night. Put it in your diary.
That sounds good.
Yeah, and how many members has the club got?
We've got about 60 actually.
60?
Yeah, around that. Yeah,
blimey.
We don't always see a 60 out at the same time. It depends. Some go on Monday, some go on Thursdays. And then occasionally, like this tournament, we look at whether we want to take part or not.
I see. And about today's tournament, what do you like about playing in tournaments like this?
I think it gives you the opportunity to meet other teams, other people, same age as us, you know, over 50. So that's quite nice as well.
That's absolutely absolutely fantastic. And what inspired you to get involved in walking football?
The fact that I give up actually running football. And then about a year later, I saw walking football in the paper, and I thought, well, why not try it? It's very difficult when you've done a running game to go and actually walk in. So it's slightly a different game altogether. But yeah, I've enjoyed it for about, I don't know, 11 years, 12 years.
That's absolutely fantastic. And what do you like most about the sport?
I think the actual competitiveness.
Yeah.
You know, here like this, but to me, I prefer just to go out and kick the ball about and
enjoy just play that. For the fun.
Yeah, I do it for fun.
Yeah, that's absolutely incredible. And on to today's tournament, how's Weymouth Claret gotten on?
We actually got to the one before the quarterfinals, and we got beat by our own team, Weymouth Blue.
Wow! So both
on penalties.
So you got beat by Weymouth Blue on penalties.
Yeah.
So Weymouth beat Weymouth and Weymouth got through.
That's it, yeah.
That's definitely not confusing.
No, it isn't.
No, I see. But despite that, are you still proud of your team's performance?
Oh, yeah, very proud. Yeah, we've done very well today.
That's great. And are you guys supporting the Blues now?
Yeah, that's it. And hopefully, if they can win this, we'll be through to the final, I think.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's a semi-final on penalties.
Yeah, they're on penalties right now.
Yeah, I'm not too sure who... whether we scored the first one or not.
Yeah, I'm not sure. So you're rooting for Weymouth Blues now?
Yeah, Weymouth Blues. If not, we're looking forward to going out tonight, locally in the Blackpool area.
Yeah, and do you think there's going to be a trophy lift today?
Fingers crossed.
I see. Well, fingers crossed for you as well.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for taking time to be interviewed by us. And on behalf of everyone at walkingfootball.com, wish you a happy, healthy time playing walking football.
Thank you very much.
You. Come on, Weymouth.
Thank you. Cheers.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. My name is JC Henry, better known as Mr. Podcast. It's fantastic to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you, mate. I'm called Martin.
Hello, Martin. What's been your role in today's
tournament? I'm part of one of the organisers, so at 6 o'clock this morning, I woke up, came down this morning. I built all the nets that you're seeing today being played in. I built them all. I then put them out onto the pitches that they were. I also lined out the pitches. Put all the corner flags in, organised all the boards so every referee knew what he was doing for the day and everyone else knew what they were doing. So that's my job, to keep everything running as smoothly as possible.
That's absolutely fantastic. And how's the day gone for you so far?
Day has gone, started off bad. We got the rain, didn't we? Which wasn't very nice.
Yeah,
very nice. It was wet. It was and we got a bit delayed with some teams not turning up on time. But other than that, it's been absolutely fantastic. Now we're getting to the latter end of the tournament. It's been brilliant. We're getting to the finals now. We've got all the finals on the main pitches over there. So
yeah.
It's all good. It's all looking good. We're in good timing.
That's absolutely fantastic. And have you taken part in a walkie football tournament before?
I haven't, because unfortunately you have to be 50 to take part. And I'm only 30, so another 20 years, I might be in it, yeah.
So do you reckon a couple of decades down the line you'll
be playing? Yeah, 100% I'll be there. 100% I'll be here, yeah.
Fantastic. 100%. And have you maybe organised a tournament before?
Yeah, I've been doing this for 15 years. So I've been here since I was 15 years old. I'm 30 now, so every year for 15 years I've done this.
Blimey.
Walkie football's only been a thing for the last, with our tournaments, for the last 3 or 4 years, I think. Don't quote me on that, but I think it's the last 3 or 4 years for walking football to be down here. And I have never been down here. I've always been at another venue of a different tournament. So this is my first experience of walking football, and I've loved watching it. It's been brilliant. I didn't know how it works. I didn't know if you were allowed to. I know it's called walking football. I don't know if you're allowed to run or not, but clearly you can't run and you can't tackle everything. So it's all been new to me. It's been brilliant to watch.
I see. And how do you think it compares to running football when you see
it? It's good. I wouldn't like to be a referee, put it that way. It's a lot harder. Rules.
There's more rules in it as well.
A lot more things to take into account. So, but yeah, it's been absolutely brilliant. I've loved watching it. It's very intense. Every team takes it very seriously, and it's been some cracking goals, cracking matches. Mm. It's been a huge success.
That's absolutely fantastic. And from what we've seen, which team do you think's got the best chance to win?
I think, what are they called? Cadbury Athletic. Cadbury Athletic, because just watching them, they're just kind of a bit laid back, and they score good goals as well, and I've had a laugh with them all day. So
that's absolutely,
for me, it's Cadbury Athletic.
That's absolutely brilliant. Well, thank you for all your hard work today.
Thank you very much, man. Nice
to meet you as well. Thanks so much for taking
you
time to be.
You take care, man.
And thanks so much for taking time to be interviewed by us. I'm Barth, everyone at walkfoot.com. Wish you a happy, healthy time organising walkie football, and then maybe one day playing as well.
Yeah, perfect. And we'll see you next year.
Hopefully next year if I can.
Okay, without a doubt.
Definitely. Thank you very much.
Take care, buddy.
At walkingfootball.com, we love to attend events and venues to take photos and podcasts. To promote the great work you do for your sport, we post the photos on our website galleries and social media accounts to do this. Due to internet and server speeds, we have to reduce the photo quality and size so that they can download quickly to your phone or PC. They are fine to look at, but if you wanted to use one for a t-shirt, framed photo or poster, the quality is not there. We know how important it is for you and your family to look back on your fantastic achievements. We now provide super high quality full-size zip photo bundles, which are available for you to keep in your digital memory box, to cherish and look at with your friends and family, priced minimally to cover server disk space and bandwidth costs. Use coupon code PODCAST to get 10% off the minimal price at the checkout. That's coupon code PODCAST. Get your super-sized photos, great to create everything from a mouse mat to a full-size wall poster or picture today. Just visit walkingfootball.com and download away. You create the memories. We help you relive them forever.